All right, everyone. Guess what today is? Today is the day before the end of the goddamn world. Podcast. If it's really the end of the world. If not, you can expect more. But I wanted to be one of the last podcasts on the planet Earth before it fucking explodes. So this episode is going to be a playlist episode, or is that the end of the fucking world? So, coming up, we've got all music, Rapture, zombies coming and fucking killing everybody. Great songs that have been written throughout history about the end of the world, all into one place. So, sit back, relax, watch the fucking mushroom cloud, enjoy the end of the world. Yeah, because you never know, we may not be here tomorrow. I didn't realize that everybody was all up in arms about the end of the world and the sex. Not to be overly blasphemous, but I'm going to laugh my fucking ass. And life continues on Sunday. Of course, I'll also be eating my words if we all fucking die in the apocalypse tomorrow. Let's play some songs about the loveliest of lovely days, the fucking apocalypse.
Never really knowing it was always me. news, boys go pray to have blues. Help, this world's now breaking. So now they've noticed all you've given in sound. Let us in, let us in. Give me love over life, the sweet's off the ground. Let us in, let us in.
Stretch Armstrong doing a cover of the classic 80s song I'll Stop the World and Melt With You by Modern English, followed up with No World for Tomorrow by Coheed and Cambria. Let's see. The first song was about everybody dying and, you know, fucking nuclear apocalypse taking over and melting everybody and, you know, just being there with the one that you love as everybody and everything around you is melting into a puddle of shit. Then the other one, clearly, there's no world for tomorrow. What else can you say about that? Now let's lighten up the mood a little bit with another song about the apocalypse. I have two versions of this song. Everybody knows both of them. But I'm going to go ahead and play it. This is another 1980s classic. Apparently the 80s was a very apocalyptic time. I did not realize it upon the first listening of this song as a child, but if you really listen to the lyrics, it's about the world ending. So yeah, here's 99 Red Balloons by Nana.
Hast du etwas Zeit für mich? Singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons auf ihrem Weg. Denkst du vielleicht grad an mich? Dann singe ich ein Lied für dich von 99 Luftballons. Und das sowas von sowas. 20 Jahre Krieg, ließen keinen Platz für Sieger. Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn fliegen.
Yeah. I'm aware I just played the German version of that song. Apparently, I don't have the English version that Nana did. But either way, it's a song about the end of the world. To make up for you non-German-speaking folk, which is probably about 90% of my audience, I'm going to go ahead and put the English version that... on the Not Another Teen Movie soundtrack. I'm going to go ahead and put that towards the end of the show. But more music, because there's a lot of songs about the apocalypse. One that jumped to mind is the next song that I'm going to be playing, mainly because I've really been wanting to rewatch the miniseries of Stephen King's The Stand. And the very first time I ever heard this song was at the series, when everybody just fucking dies right at the beginning. Spoiler alert, it happens in the first like 5 minutes, I think. Handing over all these dead bodies that just drop dead during the, you know, the final judgment, as it were, that happens in The Stand. So yeah, this is the first time I heard The Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. So I will be playing that. And if you've never heard this song, which is really hard to believe that nobody's heard this, the little guitar riff towards the happens, the little guitar part, you'll recognize it. First time I ever heard it, and I actually thought that the band ripped it off, was in pretty much any time Zelda goes down underground into like a little, you know, area of like shop for shit. This guitar riff plays. I don't know if there was any copyright issues, but Reaper is in The Legend of Zelda. So Tony, if you did not know this, there you go. That's what song Zelda ripped off, because I know you're a big Zelda fan. So, anyway, yeah, coming up right now, Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. Oh, and enjoy the cowbell. last song that I just played. That's actually a band called Squad 5-0 that I used to be a huge, huge fan of. I believe I have all but maybe one of their albums that they put out before they broke up. That song is called Apocalypse Now. It's off their album Bombs Over Broadway. And I actually had to look this up to kind of make sure I was going to say the right thing about this. When that album came out, the original album art was of like World War II style airplanes bombing New York City, including the World Trade Center. Now, that was it was not an intentional thing, because the album actually came out in August of 2000. But on September 11th, you know, the whole world kind of fucking changed, and the album was pulled from a lot of shelves at the band and their record label's request, saying, you know, yeah, the album cover is a little bit insensitive now. And then they pulled it off the shelves, re-released the album with a different album cover that had just a picture of the band on it. I actually have the original artwork for that album on CD here at my house. But yeah, the entire album cover was just crazy. And it's kind of one of those weird things of like, you know, this is what America could get away with before September 11th, 2001. And then after September 11th, everybody just kind of was like, we can't do things like that. Which honestly is totally understandable. You know, you do have to have a certain amount of sensitivity with things like that. So, but anyway, yeah, I was a huge, huge fan of that band. I saw them several times live at tiny little coffee houses to bigger venues and everything, and started off as a three-piece, like, ska punk band, and then they added a couple other guys. And what's weird is, originally, it was two twin brothers on guitar and bass. Then they added a couple other people that had some, you know, some lineup changes, but it was still the two twin brother drummer, who were also twin brothers. So there was two sets of twins in this band at any given time. They ended up adding and, you know, subtracting other people. That's the twins in this band. So, but anyway, that's enough about Squad 5-0. If you like that song, that is some of their newer stuff where they were more, but their older stuff was like Operation Ivy, you know, rancid kind of ska punk sounding stuff. So, anyway, gonna play songs, and then we're gonna wrap this up. It's gonna be a short little episode. I just figured everybody needs to be prepared. Not really sure what the next song's gonna be, but you'll like it. And if you don't, who gives a shit? The world's ending tomorrow. was two back-to-back songs with the word rapture in the title. The first was Senses Fail with the song The Rapture off their album Still Searching. And the second song was Avenged Sevenfold with To End the Rapture off their album Sounding the Seventh Trumpet. Again, this is going to be a really short episode. Going to try and wrap it up as quick as possible due to the impending apocalypse. So, if you'd like to get a hold of me, you know how. If you don't, stop by slugcast.net for all the contact details there. Going to go ahead and leave you now with Goldfinger's cover of 99 Red Balloons by Nina off of the Not Another Teen Movie soundtrack. All right, until next time, if there is a next time, have fun, enjoy yourself, enjoy the apocalypse, enjoy all the mayhem that is to come. All right, talk to you later, hopefully. Bye.
Shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we got. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone. Back at base, bugs in the software, flash the message, something's out there. Floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go by.
Slug Trail
Production.
This program was recorded at Slug Trail Studios.
A Slug Trail
Production.